you're take a running back. Mm-hmm. You could either go to a guy who could really back up, you know, and be in the same mold as Ben Jarvis, or a guy who's more, you know, a contrast. More of a, Giovanni's much more of a contrast. Would you say?
I mean, I think we're adding just another really good football player to our room, you know, and obviously he has some different strengths than some of the guys in there, but we have a really good room right now, and I think we just added another really, really good football player. Ben Jarvis Greenell has done a fantastic job, and Cedric Pierman, and, you know, obviously Bernard Scott's trying to get back from being hurt. And Boom Heron. I mean, we have some really good football players, but we're very fortunate today to draft a guy I think is going to really bring something different and special to the room. But obviously, he has to go and show it. He's got to earn those opportunities, and it's going to be fun to watch this young man come in and compete.
So when you say different, you mean different skill sets?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously this guy is, you know, he's a guy that rushed for over 1,200 yards. He caught over 47 balls. I mean, the guy knows how to score touchdowns, and he's a threat anytime he touches it, whether he's running with the ball or catching it. So he has the ability to do some things maybe a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. But at the end of the day, he's just going to be another guy we stick out there that's going to have a chance to get our offense where we need it to be.
Is he small? Do you think he could? Could he carry the load for a month?
I think this young player is a really a complete football player. I think he can do it all. I mean, I think obviously he'll come in and have a chance to compete with the rest of the guys behind Ben Jarvis. But then obviously you want to make sure that this guy, if something was to happen, that this guy could go carry the load, and I really think he can. Having evaluated him and watched every game he played this year and had the chance to work him out and spend a lot of time with him, he has that skill set that I think he can go play and be an every down player.
You and the board got reset for day two.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the guy that you're hoping is there?
Absolutely, no doubt. I mean, again, Marvin said it best. I mean, kudos to our scouts, to, you know, all the way from Mike Brown all the way down through the organization. I think everybody did a great job of making sure of how we reset the board. And at the end of the day, the guys that we were hoping that will be there are starting to be there. And obviously, it's early in the day. There's still a lot of time left here. But I think we're off and doing a great job.
Hugh, there's still some pretty big backs up there. Mm-hmm. What made Benad number one in your mind?
I think when you look at what we do on offense, we're looking for a guy that would fit what we do. And not only just a guy who could catch it, run with it, but you also have to be able to pass protect. You have to be able to be multifaceted, you know, in all the things that we do. And that young man has that skill set. I mean, he demonstrates it week in and week out last year for North Carolina, and hopefully he will come in, not hopefully, but he will come in here and do the same thing here for us.
He had like a little injury issue or something. I can't remember how serious it was now. But
yeah, early in his career, he did have a knee, and he came out of that with flying colors. I mean, obviously, the young man's checked out perfectly, and he's ready to go.
He's pretty young, isn't he? Because he had the 3 years, but he's coming out after.
He's coming out early. Yes, sir. He is a young player. Again, I mean, I know people talk about us having one of the younger offenses in pro football, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I mean, we had a lot of guys that played a lot of football, and now we're going to add another young, talented player to the mix, so it makes it exciting. If I'm a fan here, I'm very excited about what's happening on offense.
I was going to say, what have you done? I mean, can you talk about what you've done in the last 21 hours or so? Added Andre, you've got Eifert. How are things look now compared to maybe a day ago?
Well, I think it goes back to what Marvin said. I mean, we're adding better players, adding some of our old players, being Andre, and then taking the tight end yesterday and taking a running back today. And I think the offense is starting to go into the mode and to the identity that I think that Jay Gruden has. You know, so I think the whole thing is our job is to score points, and I think Jay would be the first to tell you that. And in order to do that, you got to make sure you have players that can do that. And we have some on this team right now. I think any time you can add more, I think you just have a better opportunity to get better.
You see, when guys talk about it, they compare him, his stature anyway, his frame, mm-hmm. to Rice and MJD.
Uh-huh.
Does he play kind of like that?
Well, I don't want to compare him to anybody. Those players you just mentioned are very good football players in the National Football League right now, and I can see it because maybe the stature. But he's going to have to go earn that. You know, he's going to have to go earn it on game day and play the way those guys have played. You just mentioned two really, really good football players, one player that's coming off a Super Bowl win and another player that's been very talented in this league. So if we can get this young man to do that, then we're doing something really, really good.